music deal now?
You know what? It's going to be Coach O'Brien now. He's the head coach. So, you know, our dynamic will change a little bit. Obviously, he's not going to, you know, when I was with him before, we were in the room, you know, together 7 days a week for, you know, hours on end. So I know he's, you know, got, you know, bigger things to do than just, you know, sitting there with the quarterbacks. But I know he'll be around, how much he loves, you know, football and offense. So, you know, like I said, I mean, my relationship with him obviously had a lot to do with it. But in the same sense, you always want to check out everything because you don't want to short yourself any opportunity. But like I said, I think, you know, gathering all the information, talking to my agent, this was just an opportunity that I didn't want to pass up.
You were once teammates with Ryan Mallett.
Yeah.
How does that dynamic change now as y'all are competing for the same job?
Yeah, I mean we were competing for the same job back then too, and we've always had a good relationship. I think Ryan obviously had a great game when we played against him last year. So, you know, I was really excited for him to get that opportunity because I know how long I had waited for that too. So I'm sure, you know, there won't be any issues. We have a great working relationship, and I'm looking forward to competing with him.
Brian, can you talk about embracing the competition? He just talked about how all quarterbacks really want you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, nothing's ever been handed to me, and I'm not asking for it to start now. So, you know, I dealt with a lot of competition throughout my entire career, and so it's not something that I shy away from. Obviously, I chose to come here knowing that Ryan's here. So, you know, it'll make both of us better, and like I said, we have a good relationship. So it'll be good for the entire team to see, you know, two guys like us, you know, go out there and work hard and, you know, do whatever we can to help this team win.
Obviously, you've done it recently, but when O'Brien was being head coach last year, at any time did you think about what it'd be like to play for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, going back to New England, this is kind of like the thing, you know, he wanted to be a head coach, I wanted to be a starting quarterback. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if it ever happens, you know, think about how cool that would be. So, you know, I was so excited for Billy, you know, even when he left to go to Penn State. So for him to be a head coach in the NFL and to see the success that he had last year, you know, I think it was something that didn't surprise me at all. I knew he was going to be a great coach.
How big a moment is today for you?
It's huge. It's really big. I mean, even, you know, for my entire career, you know, I was undrafted, so even then you feel kind of unwanted. And then to get released and go through that process, to, you know, get, you know, flown down here to visit on the first day of free agency, and feel wanted, you know, it was really cool, and it's been cool for my wife to come down and kind of see the entire process. So it'll definitely go down in the books as one of the better days of my life.
I know you touched on this about how Bill has affected your development, but could you go into some details of what he's helped you with and how?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, at the time when I came into the league, you know, that was Coach O'Brien's first year as offensive coordinator with New England, and obviously he's coaching Tom Brady, and I remember him saying, like I don't really have to coach Tom Brady, I kind of have to make sure I get the right plays and guide him, but I can coach you. And, you know, so I felt like I benefited from a lot of the extra coaching on fundamentals and learning the offense and learning the defense, and to learn it under him and in that system, I think it prepared me for what I was going to go through, you know, in my NFL career.
Have you heard from Tom Brady?
Yeah, we talked this morning, actually. So he's obviously really excited to me, and he was quick to let me know that we play them here this year. So that's just, you know, typical Tom. He probably already has the schedule memorized. So, you know, but he was excited for me. He was such a big mentor and friend throughout, you know, my entire career, really, even after I left New England. So, yeah, he was definitely excited.
He already knew they were coming here.
Oh, yeah.
Did you or Tom recognize that this is basically your 2011 quarterback room?
Yeah, we just need Tom. He's the only one that's not there.
You mentioned your competitive relationship with Brian. What's your personal relationship with him?
Yeah, obviously, you know, I haven't had a personal relationship with him since we left. I mean, there's a few text messages here or there, but you know, I saw him after we played him last year and congratulated him, and it was you know, I was genuinely happy for the guys. So you know, I don't think there will be any problems.
How well do you think you know this offense?
Pretty well. I mean, you know, I know there's probably, you know, with Coach Gotsi calling the plays and stuff, there might be a little bit of changes here or there with some verbiage or maybe some new formations, but you know, I feel like I could go out there and call a play and run the offense today if I had to.
Thank you.